With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities have issued a shelter-in-place order following the shooting of multiple people in a suburban Philadelphia township. Middletown Township Police said today that there were confirmed shootings in neighboring Falls Township that resulted in what they called, simply described as, several gunshot victims, but few more details are available at this time. Tornadoes have left at least three people dead in the central part of the country. Here's correspondent Haya Penjawi.
Tornadoes in the central United States have killed at least three people. The storms left behind flattened homes, trails of destruction, and some injuries and deaths. States like Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, and Arkansas were affected, and tornadoes have been suspected in Illinois and Missouri. Ron Watt is a resident of Lakeview, Ohio. He says they'll need community support to try to resume to normal.
We're going to need a lot of support in this community. And as you see, it's really very devastated, so we'll just all have to go one day at a time, hope for the best, and hope that we can all pull together and you know, get back, you know, try to get back to normal.
The storms also produce gas leaks, fires in some spots, and fallen trees and power lines. I'm Haya Penjawani.
Former Senator Jim Talent says although President Biden is sending arms to Israel, he's withholding something more important.
What Israel has needed from the beginning is diplomatic and narrative support, particularly in international forums.
Political contributor Josh Krushauer says Biden missed the mark when he failed to condemn the rise of U.S. anti-Semitism in his State of the Union speech.
We are seeing, and it's been well documented by numerous organizations, a historic level, in at least in my memory, of anti-Semitism in the United States on college campuses.
Krushauer told the Salem Radio Network the president stands to lose the support of many Jewish Americans. This is SRN News. The president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says President Biden's view on abortion is a change from his earlier stance.
President Biden, as Senator Biden and Vice President Biden, opposed government funding of abortion, but he has now shifted to enthusiastic support and demand for taxpayer support for abortion. He's made abortion a weapon in American foreign policy as well. He is the doddering but dangerous chief executive serving the culture of death.
In his daily briefing, Dr. Albert Mohler said the president's shift on abortion appears to be motivated by politics.
President Joe Biden now openly and unabashedly embraces the culture of death. He clearly understands abortion as the main issue that just might keep him in the White House for another four-year term.
Mueller warns the president's current position and the current position of the Democrat Party is, quote, far more radically pro-abortion than even Roe versus Wade. This is SRN News. With the April 8th total solar eclipse right around the corner now, everybody seems eager to make a dollar.
Hotels and resorts along the Prime Path are bringing visitors in with special packages, while some big companies like Southwest and Delta are selling seats on eclipse viewing flights. Still, small businesses within the path of darkness appear to be leading the charge. Towns and shop owners have been planning for the eclipse and anticipating huge crowds. Jason Walker reporting.
Consumers became slightly less optimistic about the economy this month, though they do continue to expect inflation to cool. It's a potential sign price increases will keep slowing if that happens. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index slipped just a bit to 76.5 in March, barely below February's figure of 76.9. More of these stories at srnnews.com.